From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a military air and ground offensive aimed at driving out Islamic State militants from the western part of Mosul. Jesu Semet Oni reports.
Hundreds of troops and tanks and armored vehicles backed by air power rolled across the desert towards western Mosul. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the battle in a televised speech, calling it a new dawn.
We call on our brave troops to start the push to liberate the rest of the city and to liberate people from the oppression and terrorism of Islamic State.
It's the latest phase in a four-month-old effort to free Mosul from Islamic State. Last month, Iraq declared eastern Mosul fully liberated. However, ISIS has continued to launch attacks there, including a suicide bombing in the hours following the start of Sunday's offensive. Jesu Semet Oni, VOA News.
The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he is hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce a new momentum, and that much depends upon the position of the U.S. deciding to take.
The big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
U.S. State Department diplomat Brett McGurk said people will be disappointed if they envision Washington suddenly finding a new idea. Meantime, Syrian National Coalition President Anas al-Abda said the opposition is prepared to negotiate a political solution. De Mistura said any political solution has to be inclusive. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven Muslim-majority nations from entering the U.S. But Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says it will be better implemented by handling incoming immigrants differently than the first order had directed. The first order from President Trump dealing with immigration reform was stopped by the courts. The new order could come as early as Tuesday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is on a two-day visit to Europe. He's already met with the Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel. He also took part in the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
It's an honor to be with you. Brussels, I bring greetings from President Donald Trump. And I also bring the warm appreciation of the American people for the long-term alliance with the people of Belgium. And look very much forward to our discussion tonight and very much forward to my meetings tomorrow with the European Union and with the leaders of NATO.
Mr. Pence's schedule today includes meetings with the EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, EU Council President Donald Tusk, EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The World Health Organization is spearheading a nationwide polio vaccination drive in conflict-ridden Yemen to immunize more than 5 million children under the age of 5 against the crippling disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Yemen has been polio-free since 2006. Efforts are underway to try to make sure children in this war-torn country remain free of this potentially deadly, crippling disease. But it will not be easy. World Health Organization spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says thousands of local volunteers are putting their lives on the line as they go door to door to reach and immunize more than 5 million young children against polio. She tells VOA there are no so-called days of tranquility. She says the guns will not fall silent during this nationwide vaccination campaign.
What they do is they will look at the geography of the country and try to target places where it is possible to go with a maximum of security.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno had just under 39% of the vote. He needs more than 40% of the vote and a 10% lead over his rival to win without facing a runoff on April 2nd. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.